Good morning and welcome to Friday Chapel. I really appreciate that you all made the effort to be here. My name is Carmen Schrock-Hurst. I may or may not be related to someone on the stage who will be talking later. I work in the Bible and Religion Department teaching, and I also direct something called the MIP program. EMU likes lots of acronyms. MIP is one of them. It stands for Ministry Inquiry Program. And today we're going to hear a little bit about this. It's a summer internship where you work full-time for 11 weeks, most often in a congregation. You can earn up to $2,000 doing this, so it's something that I would invite you to take seriously. This morning we're going to hear from three MIPers, two in person and one via a video. First, Elizabeth Whitmer, who's a junior from Newville, Pennsylvania. Liz is a social work major with minors in sociology and Spanish, and she served this summer in Minneapolis, Minnesota at Faith Mennonite Church. Secondly, we'll hear from Maddie List via a video from Washington, D.C. Maddie is a recent graduate in Religion and Intercultural Studies, and she did an outside-the-box MIP program at the beach, and she'll explain that to you. And thirdly, we will hear from Caleb Schrock-Hurst from Harrisonburg, Virginia. Caleb is a senior, majoring in English with minors in history and music. And he was at a multi-ethnic bilingual congregation in Alexandria, Virginia, called New Hope Fellowship. And New Hope did a lot of music in Spanish, and so the song we heard this morning while you were coming in is an example of some of the music that Caleb helped to learn and lead this summer. So Liz and Caleb, we look forward to hearing from you.
Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Whitmer. I am not related to Carmen. So as Carmen was saying, this past summer, I lived in Minneapolis and worked with Faith Mennonite Church there. This was a very, random placement. I just kind of decided that I wanted to do something different. And I said, oh, Minneapolis seems really cool, so I'll just go there for the summer. I didn't really have any connections. As I was looking for churches that I would potentially want to work with in Minneapolis, there aren't many Mennonite churches in Minneapolis. I came across a picture of a church with a Black Lives Matter sign in the yard, and I said, okay, I want to work there. So I told Carmen that I wanted to be placed with Faith Mennonite, and then she expedited the process, and that is where I was placed then. And it was an amazing experience. Even though it was completely random, it was an amazing experience. So really, the MIP program for me was kind of a... the word I would use to describe it is totally random, because I'm a social work student. I'm not a ministry student. I have no desire to be a pastor, although I have considered it, just to spite people who say that women shouldn't be pastors. So going into it, it was really just something that, you know, I could do for the summer, but it ended up being something that was completely life-giving and completely transformative for me. So I spent 3 months in Minneapolis working with two different pastors, and it was really great because they really tailored my experience to what I wanted. Because I'm not a ministry student, I didn't want the traditional MIP experience, although I don't know that there is a traditional MIP experience, because everyone has their own unique experience. So I told them that I really wanted to be involved with community organizing. I really wanted to be involved with grassroots, all the things that to me church is the definition of church, and that's being out in the community, working with people in maybe a different capacity than what we're used to. So a large portion of what I did this summer was working with an immigrant rights group that is is mostly led by undocumented immigrants. So it's led by the people who are affected by policies. And so that was a really amazing experience working with them, partly because I was able to use my Spanish, and coming off of cross-cultural in Guatemala and Colombia, I really wanted an experience that would help me continue using Spanish and to continue challenging myself. So they really challenged me by having me do translation and interpretation. And if you've never done simultaneous translation before, it is not as easy as you would think it is. It was really challenging. So they had me do translation for them for whenever they had different Know Your Rights workshops. And the biggest project we did this summer was when we organized a protest to disrupt the city hall meeting in one of the boroughs of Minneapolis. Going into it, I had this perception of Minneapolis as being a really progressive city, and it is, but there's also extremely high rates of incarceration, specifically of Black males. And during this past summer, it was really a unique experience to be there, because at that time there was the court case for Philando Castile, who is a Black male who was killed at a traffic stop, and the court case for the cop who murdered him was going on, and he was acquitted. So I was able to be in Minneapolis at that time, and as one of the pastors told me, you've never seen protesting until you've seen Minneapolis in riot. So that was extremely formative for me, that my ministry experience was really about protesting and demonstrating and being with people in their suffering, and saying, this is what church is about. It's about challenging power, and it's about raging against the system. And that, for me, is what church is. I'm not a meek person, and that has often been expected of me as a pastor's daughter and as a Mennonite, as a lifelong member of the Mennonite Church. And this experience really transformed my life and allowed me to be who I am for the first time in a church setting. And it was absolutely amazing to realize that there are other Mennonites, there are other Christians who value racial justice and, feminism and all of these social justice issues, that they value them just as much as I do, and that I felt completely comfortable to be able to explore those options with other members of the church. And that was completely new for me and completely life-changing, and has really changed my view on what it means to be a Christian. So if anyone is considering doing the MIP program, please, please do it. It is completely amazing, it is life-changing, and you can come talk to me more about my experiences. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Maddie List, and this past summer I did the Ministry Inquiry Program with the Coalition for Christian Outreach, and this is a campus ministry organization that puts on a project every summer that is a leadership development project called the Ocean City Beach Project, OCBP. And so I participated in OCBP this past summer for my MIP placement, and During this time, I lived in an intentional community with 25 other college students and six staff members. And during this time, we were living together and learning together what it looks like to become better Christian leaders on campus and for our future vocations with whatever area we're going into. And so this was a time that was really neat just to live with all of these other college students in one house, and it was amazing to see God at work in the midst of all of those relationships and the ups and downs of life together for 2 months in one house. And so while we were there, we focused on a couple different things, as this was a leadership development program and focusing on ministry in that. We did a lot of learning about how to lead Bible studies and plan worship services, how to facilitate small group discussions and lead faith-based conversations. And so we learned a lot about that kind of stuff, and then we were able to practice it. And so we all kind of took turns throughout the summer leading each other in these different activities to help one another grow in our spiritual journeys, but also just to practice these tools in order to take them back to campus with us and be able to use them and apply them there as well. And another thing that was cool about this summer was how we were able to take classes. So we had different people from this campus ministry organization come and speak to us on different topics like spiritual formation, kingdom diversity, gospel identity, biblical worldview. And so we were really able to dig into the scriptures together and then just see what that looked like in trying to apply that to our lives, and also gaining a deeper and better understanding of the theology that we're trying to live out and that we believe in. But one of the places where I felt like I grew the most and learned the most, even though all of it was wonderful, was when we had the staff leave. And so the staff leave every year for 1 week during the summer when they do this program. And it was during this time where I just felt like I kind of came alive. I began to take on more responsibility. I was placed on the leadership team, and there were about five of us who were leading the whole house, and my role was to be in charge of the Bible study preparation and helping people to do that. But I started to realize a difference in our house when the staff was gone, and this difference was just that we didn't have people pouring into us all the time anymore. So the staff had really made an effort to check in on us, to disciple us, to pray with us. And once they left, no one was really doing that as much. And so I kind of stepped up into that position and found myself meeting with other students, praying with my peers, helping friends to work out problems, and taking the time just to listen to them and ask how they were doing. And this was when I just felt like I kind of found my passion. I loved spending time with other people and hearing their hearts, what they were thinking about, how they were feeling, what they were struggling with in their faith, and being able to just talk through that with them, and pray with them through all of that, and just being present in tough situations, and also being able to be a part of this community of college students where we could also rejoice together and celebrate the things that God was doing in our lives. And so it was during this experience that I started to kind of begin to notice, wow, I think I'd really like to continue to do this in the future, to continue to do ministry and work with college students. And throughout the following weeks, kind of as we neared the end of the summer, the staff, once they came back, kind of began to nudge me and say, hey, why don't you think about campus ministry? And so I feel like a big reason that I am going into campus ministry now and looking at jobs with organizations that work on college campuses is because of this experience, and because MIP allowed me to spend a summer doing ministry in a different way than what MIP usually does by working with churches. And so I was able to work with a college ministry and just felt like this time in the summer really affirmed my gifts and encouraged me to step into doing campus ministry in the future.
Hi, I'm Caleb. So a little bit, Mom already ran over some of the basics of my placement. So I was placed at New Hope Fellowship Alexandria, which is a small bilingual English-Spanish church. in Alexandria, so it's on the outskirts of the D.C. metro area. There are very few traditional Mennonites at the church. There was one family, and the pastor, Kirk, who I worked with, actually did not grow up Mennonite, which ended up being one of the things I valued most of the experience, and I'll talk about that in a second. Another thing about the church was that it rented space, so I ended up working from home a lot, which was incredibly life-giving, but also an interesting challenge. And I lived with the pastor, Kirk, and his wife, Marilyn. So Kirk grew up in Waynesboro, grew up Free Methodist, I believe, and he came to EMU to play baseball. While here, he started taking some Bible classes, ended up marrying a Mennonite girl, and has now been a pastor in the Mennonite church for almost 30 years. I found his theological insights incredible and his perspective on the Mennonite church just incredibly valuable for someone who's grown up saturated in this culture growing up here in Harrisonburg. Seeing kind of the core Mennonite church and the problems that it's having from the outside was actually incredibly refreshing to know that there is so much life in this church. Marilyn, his wife, is an elementary school bilingual teaching assistant. Their son Josh also lived there, worked at Safeway. I spent many nights watching movies and such with him. Also living with them was Andy, who is a former cocaine dealer, did a couple years in prison, got out of prison, had nowhere to live, had been attending the church. Kirk and Marilyn had an extra room, and they gave it to him. So he's been living with them for 5 or 6 years. Talking with Andy as well was theologically incredible and really challenged my own assumptions of the drug dealing community, but to get to know an incredibly cool person was one of the constant, really life-giving parts of this experience. So their family had spent 10 years as missionaries in Mexico City, which kind of led them into this ministry in DC, working in the immigrant community. One of the main things I took away from this experience was a ton more knowledge and just learning about race and immigration and economic status. One of the most valuable parts of this experience was leading a young adult Bible study for three guys named Eric, Gonzalo, and Alex, two of whom are dreamers. And when I first walked into their apartment with Kirk, Eric met me and he said, "Hey, another one of our white overlords." And that kind of freaked me out. Being pushed in that way with these assumptions that, like, I never think that, you know? I like to think of myself as a good person. I like to think of myself as racially sensitive. But being challenged in that way by someone who I then came to know incredibly well really helped me to see how privileged I am. Though I already knew it, it's different to see that, to see myself as a kind of middle-class American. The definition of middle-class American really changes from community to community, and it was incredible just to see, like, I was able to attend college when these guys weren't because they had to get jobs to support their families. But they were incredibly smart, funny guys, also really into Rick and Morty like me. They work out a lot. They're aspiring rappers. So working with them and knowing their immigration status is currently totally up in the air is very, very sad to me, but to know that Kirk has worked with in communities like this for a long time is very makes me incredibly happy. About a third of the church is undocumented, so this discussion currently going on does mean a lot to me for that reason. After talking with them for a while, we realized that since they came to the States when they were 4 and 3, they had lived in the United States for the same amount of time as I had, since I lived overseas for 3 years. Which was just really funny to put together. So I have been thinking a lot about them, and I don't really have answers in that situation. But it's so interesting to be in D.C., kind of the heart of our political power, and to befriend these people who are caught in between so many systems of power and oppression was one of the best parts of my summer experience. Now, in terms of language, I don't actually speak Spanish, and so that was a little bit of a struggle, but I improved a lot, and it was a lot of fun. By the end of the summer, I was able to simultaneously translate from Spanish to English from one of Kirk's sermons, which was great. I was really proud of myself. I probably shouldn't have been. So some stuff I did on a regular basis. Kirk preached with PowerPoints, so I made his PowerPoint every week, led the weekly Bible study with Gonzalo, Alex, and Eric. I played in the worship band, which was a bit of a change of pace for me. I don't really see myself as an electric guitarist, but they saw me as one. Two or three days a week, we would go out and visit people from the congregation, which was a really interesting side of pastoral work that I hadn't seen up close for a while. But Kirk had this really aggressive knock, which he taught me. He called it the pastor's knock. But he would walk up to the door, and he would just hammer on it 9 times. And then he would always make this joke that he was the police, which got old for me, and I'm sure for the people we were visiting. But also, it was wonderful to sit down and commune with the church body in a way that we often kind of don't in the traditionally white Mennonite church. Kirk said that specifically, that like he loves working in this immigrant community because they're open to this deep connection of any time of day. If you show up and they're there, they'll sit down and talk to you. Some other cool stuff I got the chance to do. Kirk facilitated me attending some meetings and conferences in D.C. I got to attend a conference on the Middle East, which was really exciting since I had just returned from cross-cultural. I made trips to Philadelphia several times. In fact, the very first weekend when I showed up to D.C., Kirk said, "Hey, I'm going to Philadelphia. I'm flying up to New York. You should drive up to Philadelphia and pick me up in 2 days." And I said, "Okay." So I did a lot of traveling up and down the Eastern Seaboard. There's a sister church in Baltimore that I went to about 4 or 5 times over my time in Northern Virginia. I also had the chance to go to Mexico with Kirk. He still has a lot of connections amongst the churches down there, has planted 2 or 3 during his 10 years down there. So it was really interesting for me to, again, be even further out of my home context. Theologically, I grew a lot. I read, I think, almost the entire New Testament. I took a N.T. Wright class online. I had frequent late-night discussions with Kirk. And really, this fresh take on Anabaptism was so helpful to me to hear Kirk's discussion. Plug for next week, he's actually EMU's visiting pastor next week, and I believe is doing chapel both Wednesday and Friday. So be sure to be on the lookout. Incredible source of theological teaching. One more bragging point about him. The first Sunday I was there, he had a sermon written out, showed up to church, and since it was a pretty small congregation, a couple people that he wanted to be there weren't there, so he said, "I'll preach a different sermon," and just off the top of his head, preach something completely different, which kind of blew me out of the water. And so, yeah, I'd encourage you to look out, be on the lookout for events with him next week. So the main takeaways I have after MIP, again, I don't have answers, but I have some more questions. What is real faith? I saw it when Kirk worked with Andy and allowed him to live in his home. It's this loving of the least of these, the marginalized, the ones who, the first time you look at them, you don't really understand, the ones you're afraid of, the ones who some people would say don't deserve a second chance. But New Hope really lived up to its name for so many people. It was a new hope for people from a variety of broken backgrounds. MIP allowed me to explore and grow in wonderful ways. And though we may be having a rough patch, as a Mennonite church, as an EMU community, a new hope helped me see the global new hope, the global church, that is reaching and doing precisely what it needs to be doing. Thanks.
Thank you, Caleb, Liz, and Maddie. So if you have any interest in talking to me about your summer, you can email me at carmen.schrock-hurst. You can go to the Bible One Religion page, and there's an MIP link to an online application. The first 5 applicants are winning a Klein's gift card, so it's cold out. You need ice cream. Today, at both back doors, there will be some people with brochures, and Liz and Caleb will be up front if you'd like to come and ask them questions. And I just really encourage you to consider this program. It's a great thing that the broader Mennonite Church and EMU and congregations collaborate to do. And again, you can earn up to $2,000. You do not need to be a Mennonite. You do not need to be a Bible and religion major. You just need to be creative and adventurous.